is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Okay, let's just go over the basics. And the basics are things that most people don't know. Many of you know the basics because you're hungry for truth and pursue truth. Knowledge is power. But like I said earlier in the program, most people are in a trance state. They don't know the basics. And because they don't know the basics, they're deprived of knowledge, and thus they're deprived of power, spiritual wisdom, spiritual authority. So the way this world really works is completely different than how you have been told the way this world really works. This world operates and functions on an entirely different system than anything you may have imagined or anything you may have been told since childhood. There is a big secret to this world, and that's why our educational system, the primary purpose of the educational system, is to dumb students and adults down. The modern education system is a social engineering, dumbing down, mind control factory, where kids are put in varying degrees of hypnotic states, and the teachers through curriculum created by the Huxleys, Julian Huxley and Aldous Huxley, the curriculum is designed to program students just like you would program a robot or an android or a cyborg. And the whole thing operates as a kind of occultic scientific dictatorship. But what most people don't understand is that everything that you see in this physical realm, the content of television shows, news programming, feature films, books, all of the media, both alternative media and mainstream media, the content of the educational system, the content of modern science and technology, all of those things are designed intentionally to keep individuals who are aggressively searching for the truth. The educational system and these other systems of learning and knowledge are deliberately designed to place a thinking individual, like maybe one of your kids or yourself, they're deliberately designed to take a thinking individual and place you in the center of a giant, complicated maze where you become a maze runner, running through the maze. And you know, mazes, you know, all the walls, all the doors, it gets confusing really, really quickly, because the purpose of a maze is not to get lost in the maze. If you're lost in the maze, then in effect you have become overwhelmed and you have been enslaved and captured. What a wise person does, what a person does that has real knowledge, which grants real power, what a wise person does is you learn with your cognitive abilities, your God-given intelligence, you learn to neurologically map your way in and out of the maze as efficiently and quickly as possible. Why? Because the maze is a counterfeit. The maze is a counterfeit of genuine, authentic knowledge and wisdom. The purpose of a maze is to entrap you. The purpose of a maze is to get you lost, meandering in a daze and being confused as one wall looks like another wall. And you could spend easily in a well-built, complicated maze. You could spend a lifetime lost in a maze. Now, there are powerful forces in this world, both spiritual and natural, that have a vested interest in keeping as many people as possible running around lost in this giant maze. But that's not your calling from God. You're calling from the God who exists, the God who is there. Your calling is not to be lost in the maze. Your calling is not to be a maze runner. That's not your calling. Your calling is to transcend the maze. Your calling is to overcome the maze. Your calling is to conquer the maze and not allow the maze to conquer you. The maze, in effect, is on a physical level. The maze is a delusion. The maze is a trap designed to have you wander around hopelessly lost. But your God gave you the power, the gifting, the ability, the intelligence, the cognition, and many perception, memory. God gave you a vast arsenal of neurological weapons and spiritual weapons that if you use them properly, which most Christians do not, if you use them properly, you can run through the maze and get to your goal quickly and capture the prize, the wisdom, the knowledge that you need to not be a slave. The purpose of the maze is to wear you down and prepare you to be a slave. Our media system in America and the rest of the world, all the talking, all the visuals, it's nothing more than a maze. Now, who is behind the maze? Who is behind using the educational system covertly to imprison you? Who is behind implementing total control and implementing total power over your life and the lives of hundreds of millions of people? Who is the secret group, the hidden group, hidden in the shadows? Who are these people who have designed and are running this maze to enslave mankind? Well, when people make a pact with the devil, which means when a person, a man or a woman, sells their soul to Satan, they agree to give their soul, their eternal soul for all eternity. They agree to Satan to give them their eternal soul for all eternity in exchange for power, wealth, sex, materialism, self-gratification, and any number of things that they want. In other words, they're willing to sell their souls for power, money, or whatever it is that they desire. And that's how Satan tempts mankind. That's how Satan imprisons mankind. And that's why at the top of the pyramid, at the top of the Luciferian pyramid, there are a relatively percentage-wise large number of people that have sold their souls to Satan in return for riches, wealth, power, or whatever. And that's why mysteriously you look at people's lives and try to analyze, how did this person achieve such great success? How did they achieve such great wealth, such great fame, such great power? How did they rise to the top so quickly? Why is it that so many people struggle their entire lives, and yet there's a smaller percentage that become like gods and kings and are granted enormous power and wealth? What's that all about? Well, I'll tell you what it's all about. Those people, also known as the Luciferian elite, have sold their souls to Satan, Lucifer. And so in this present world system where Lucifer is the king of this present world system. There are many men and women that have sold their souls, say, in exchange for money, power, wealth, materialism, sex, or whatever it is. And Satan says to them in response, if you serve me, if you do everything I tell you to do, and Satan is a hard taskmaster, he will if somebody sells their soul to Satan, Satan is going to require that these people fully obey him and fully and faithfully carry out the most horrific, evil, and abominable deeds. So disgusting, so vile, so evil, it's impossible to imagine. But that's the deal they struck with Satan. So in this world system, you have what we call bloodline families or multi-generational bloodline families. And what many of these bloodline families claim is that way back in their genetic history, at some point, their family line was interrupted. In other words, human DNA mixing with human DNA was interrupted by the fallen angels, and somewhere in their family lineage, the female women with female human DNA allowed themselves to reproduce with Satan's fallen angels and promising to serve him. So these families, when you look at their DNA, they don't just have purely human DNA. They have the hybrid mixture of human DNA and fallen angel or satanic DNA. Now, the fallen angel and satanic DNA that they carry within these bloodline families, which have strict rules, you're not allowed to marry just anybody or have babies with just anybody. You can only marry within the bloodline genetic family. And they believe they have been conferred upon them special powers and abilities and wealth, etc., etc. And to whatever degree, there's truth in that. So, who are these people? Well, we can't know 100% for sure. But many researchers have calculated that it's about 12 international banking families, the wealthiest banking families in the world, that compose what are called the Illuminati bloodline families. And they claim to trace their lineage back, you know, hundreds and thousands of years ago. So if we look at the deep state, who controls the deep state? The deep state does not control the deep state. The deep state is a utilitarian tool. The deep state is a tool and mechanism controlled by these Illuminati bloodline families, such as Rothschild, such as Rockefeller, Bill Gates, Wall Street billionaires, Klaus Schwab, who's the head of the World Economic Forum, and Klaus Schwab is an Illuminati bloodline family, and also he is the originator of the Great Reset. And these Illuminati bloodline families have stated publicly what their goals are. And they are Luciferians, so their goals are satanic goals. So, for example, they controlled the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO. And their stated goal is to limit the population of planet Earth to just 1 billion people, which means they have to kill off as fast as they can billions of people in a short period of time. That's the real agenda behind the UN Agenda 2030. That's the real agenda behind the global reset. So, who is financing these agendas, organizing these agendas? Well, we can't say for 100% certainty, but we can calculate possible super wealthy families and individuals that may be involved in this deep state global takeover. So here's some facts to consider. Bill Gates owns 500,000 shares in Monsanto. Now, what's Monsanto? Monsanto is that super powerful company that invented and used highly toxic poisons on the growing of fruits and vegetables. Monsanto genetically designed what are called GMOs, genetically modified organisms. So the tomatoes you eat, the strawberries, the blueberries, all of these natural food sources like vegetables and fruits, these globalist elite have gone in and modified the genetic code of fruits and vegetables. And that's why it's a GMO. It's a genetically modified organism. But the problem is, once you do that, you may have like artificially nice colors, artificially long periods of ripeness, etc. But you also embed genetically your GMO food with toxic stuff and highly poisonous stuff and all kinds of materials which will shorten the human lifespan and which will cause people to die earlier because they're no longer eating God-created fruits and vegetables. They're eating GMOs. GMOs are designed not just to create vegetables and fruits that look nice and stay ripe for a long period of time. GMOs are created as a weapon of destruction. Okay, very important to understand. It's part of the transhumanist agenda. It's part of the globalist elite's plan, GMO companies' plan, the globalists' plan, is to eliminate 90% of the Earth's population. Now, that's like staggering. How are they going to eliminate 90% of the Earth's population? They're going to use a whole series of weapons that the public, the American public, they have been dumbed down so that they don't understand. They've lost the ability to think critically, and it is inconceivable to most people because of social engineering. They falsely believe the mythology that most people are good. That's what humanism teaches, is that most people are basically good. That's a flat-out lie. So it's inconceivable to the average American and European and people of other nations, it's inconceivable to the vast majority of people that anybody, any group of people like the globalist elite and certain globalist corporations, etc., it's inconceivable to people that the globalist elite could be so satanically evil that they would kill off billions and billions of people from planet Earth. And the way they're killing them off is they have weaponized natural things like fruits and vegetables, like the atmosphere. There are so many things going on in our environment and in our world that the average American, because they're dumbed down, because they've been programmed to squawk like a dumb parrot, conspiracy theory, every time somebody tries to tell them the truth, they're squawking conspiracy theory. Well, you know what? As tactfully as you can, you need to strategically tell them to shut up and move on and try to download some intelligence into them, because they don't get it. You see, the very notion that a globalist elite worshiping Lucifer has organized the total destruction of humanity and the total enslavement of humanity is beyond their intellectual ability to process, because they've been scientifically, biologically, genetically, and chemically and pharmaceutically dumbed down. So when you see those chemtrails in the morning, I can't tell you how many mornings I've gotten up with the sun rising, looking out the windows, and looking out the windows, I can see a large panorama of a very large valley and a very large sky. And in a couple of minutes, not a couple of minutes, in less than 60 seconds, I can tell you whether those trails of so-called jet exhaust are actually coming from jets and they're just jet exhaust, or whether or not those chemtrails or those trails are not jet exhaust. They're scientifically and technologically designed to function as weather modification technology, mind control technology, and the chemtrails are in reality a massively powerful global mechanism for total control through the subterfuge of chemtrails. And it's, you know, it takes about a couple of seconds. There are so many jets up there in the sky, and when the jets go over, you can see the jet exhaust. That's jet exhaust. We both agree it's not a chemtrail. It's a jet exhaust. Okay? But then, when there are 50 or 60 or 30 of these razor-thin trails that go on for miles, and they're not coming out of a commercial jet or a business jet, they're not coming out as exhaust from a jet at all, because exhaust from a jet looks entirely different than a jet that is specifically flying up there in the atmosphere, releasing aerosols and releasing targeted chemtrails for weather modification, behavior modification, EMF, and all kinds of things. Anybody that has a brain that can think even minimally, that's minimally aware, that can calculate, that has any cognitive analysis left in them, you can instantly tell the difference between jet exhaust and a chemtrail. So you analyze, and when you look at the data, you notice that there are some strange cocktails in those chemtrails, like lithium, a tranquilizer, like fluoride, another tranquilizer, and cancer-causing agents, and agents that dumb people down, and agents that cause sterility and hormonal changes, and changes in the electromagnetic or EMF frequency range. All of this can be done by chemtrails. And people started to first find out about this in a book written by Nick Begich called Angels Don't Play That Harp. And he did an expose of the electromagnetic frequencies being released by the HARP facility up there in Alaska. And basically, what HARP was, according to his expose, is they were firing electromagnetic frequencies into the ionosphere, causing the ionosphere to literally boil. And by doing that, they could create weather modification, mind control, behavior modification, and all kinds of things. Now, in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, I have quotes from the former head of the CIA, who openly comes out and admits at a press conference held by the Council on Foreign Relations that, yes, indeed, they have been using chemtrails for decades. But he put a little ad on it, which was, he said, we have been using chemtrails for decades for weather modification to combat climate change. So they changed their cover story. See, the composition of GMO food shortens your lifespan, makes you susceptible to diseases. And then you have to ask yourself the question, intelligently, with facts and research, you have to ask yourself the question, vaccinations that have been going on for something like 50 years aggressively, what is the real purpose behind mass vaccinations of babies and children? And Robert Kennedy Jr. just finished writing a book that's out now where, through his own research and firsthand interviews, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. exposes the real truth. Now, this is according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He exposes, like Frankenstein-like, horrific truth about the hidden biographical details of people like Fauci's life. And I'm not saying this. Kennedy's saying this. Kennedy's saying that Fauci has been for 50 years promoting vaccinations that have all kinds of deadly, deadly agendas, where they've allegedly killed off mass populations in Africa and other third world nations. Why? Why would they do this? See, you have to have knowledge. Knowledge is power. Why would they do this? You have to understand who they are. First of all, they're Luciferians. They're radical secular humanists. And they, in their major tenets, going back to the 1920s and the Rockefeller laboratories and the Rockefeller family, starting in the 1920s, the Rockefellers used their vast oil fortune to create and promote the science of eugenics, or selective breeding, or the breeding of a master race. Yes, that's what the Rockefellers were into for many decades. And that's why they partially funded Planned Parenthood, because allegedly people have said that, experts have said, allegedly, I'm saying allegedly because I need to leave a loophole. I can't say it with 100% certainty because I don't have access to original source documents. But there's plenty of people who claim to have had access to original source documents. And they say that the agenda of the globalist elite is to kill off billions of people, to kill off the inferior races. And the globalist elite believes that African Americans, Hispanics, and other races, according to the globalist elite, are genetically inferior races. And so that's why they put statistically the majority of abortion clinics in minority neighborhoods. That's why Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, put the majority of abortion clinics in minority neighborhoods. And they are, starting in the 1800s, they are the Rockefellers and the globalist elite in Europe. They are militant. They are militant promoters and supporters of euthanasia, which means deliberately killing off the sick, the elderly, what they perceive to be the genetically inferior, and they intend to wipe out billions and billions of people by the year 2030, which coincides with the UN Agenda 2030. They're culling the herd. They're doing a mass kill-off through a multi-spectrum weaponization of many different things. Now, you have a choice. You can lie to yourself, lie to others, and say it's not true, it's not happening. Or you can get off your posterior and do your homework. And if you do your homework, you're going to find out very, very quickly that there are some very, very evil people in this world. And right now, as we talk, the largest campaign of death, of mass death in the history of mankind, is being carried out with the full support of the mainstream media, the major corporations, the multinational corporations, governments, the United Nations, and many of the richest and most powerful people in the world. The Rothschilds have control of the royal family of Britain. They are considered an Illuminati bloodline family. And the Rothschilds have bought up the controlling interests of all of the major television networks, cable news networks, and all of the major media. Because it's the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers who secretly own and control both the two most powerful and wealthiest companies in the world, BlackRock and Vanguard. They're owned and controlled by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And this kind of thing, you know, goes back to 1913 with Jacob Schiff. The Rothschilds are far wealthier than the publicly available data suggests. The Rothschilds control everything you see and hear on television, especially your favorite shows and the news. And remember, the purpose of television, purpose of movies, the purpose of entertainment, the purpose of all media, always remember this, the real purpose of all media is not to entertain you, and it's not to educate you, and it's not to inform you. The real purpose of all electronic mass media is to spy on you and to conduct total control and total electronic surveillance on you. That's the real purpose of the Orwellian media. So we have wealthy international banking families like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the Oppenheimers, and they own the central banks. What is a central bank? Rothschild, you know, the Rothschild family, way over 100 years ago, Rothschild made a statement that he doesn't care who's elected prime minister or president or whatever. Rothschild said, the only thing I care about is who controls the printing of money, because whoever controls the money controls the government. That's what Rothschild said. And so the Rothschilds created all over Europe and then into the United States under the disguise of what's called the Fed or the Federal Reserve. The Rothschilds created what is called a system of central banks. Now, a central bank is the most powerful bank or the most powerful group of banks in every nation, basically every nation on planet Earth. So that means that the Rothschilds control the money supply and the financial system of just about every nation on planet Earth via controlling the central banks. So when you hear of a central bank, that's just the mechanism that the Rothschilds use to control all the financial systems of different nations and all the other banks and financial institutions of other nations. central bank is a mechanism that the Rothschilds use to control the money and the printing of money in any nation. Now, in the United States, people were kind of alert to how evil central banks were in Europe. And they knew that the people in our nation knew that if they allowed the Rothschilds and these international bankers to come into the U.S. and set up their central banks, we would go into 100% certifiable slavery. Okay? And so they fought against it. The international bankers were very clever. They changed the name of the central banks. They changed it from central banks to the Federal Reserve System of banks. But the Federal Reserve is still a Rothschild central bank, just under a different name. So it's like a Trojan horse. So in 1913 and 1914, both Republicans and Democrats together jointly voted to enact what was called the Federal Reserve System. And what that did is that turned over our entire monetary system, our entire money supply, our entire financial system, our entire banking system. It turned over all of it to Rothschilds and the international banking families' central banks, except they just did a switcheroo and called the central banks of Rothschild. They simply changed the name to the Federal Reserve Banks. So they created the Federal Reserve System in 1913-1914. What does that mean? It means the taxpayer, we the people, the U.S. government, which is we the people, we no longer controlled, and our government no longer controlled our own money supply, our own banks. We turned the control over of it to Rothschild and what was called the Federal Reserve System, which is a central bank system. What your average American doesn't know, and believe me, I know because I've been on hundreds of the biggest cable news network shows debating some of the biggest financial experts in the world and in our nation and in the media, okay? And I'm not an economist by trade, but they would set me up to debate with the big economists. And I, you know, I'm not going to name names, but I could. The names of people who are supposed to be financial geniuses and experts, but they don't have clue one as to what the purpose of the Federal Reserve is. I mean, they're financial idiots. What happened was our government sold out the American people, both political parties, and turned over the American money supply, the printing of money, the issuing of money. They turned it all over to a private corporation. It was government, U.S. government controlled. It was we the people controlled. But now our government turned it over to an entirely 100% private corporation known as the Federal Reserve. And so we're not allowed to know, we the people and our government are not allowed to know how much money the Federal Reserve has, what they're going to do with the interest rates. We're not allowed to know that. We're not allowed to know anything about how much money the Federal Reserve loans and prints. We're not allowed to know anything about the secret inner workings of the Federal Reserve. We're not even allowed to know the names of the people or the international banking families who control the Federal Reserve System. So they sold us into slavery. And Rockefeller's wish came true. The international bankers controlled the money system. Rothschild and the others took control of the money system. And as Rothschild said, if you get control of the money system, you control the government, you control the nation, you control the military, you control everything. And that's where we are right now. That is why America today, our government largely has run amok and is in open rebellion from the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the will of the American people. and our rights have been trampled on and burnt by the Federal Reserve System, because they control all the media, all the news reporting. We're not allowed to know this. We are being held captive in our own nation. Now, I want you to think outside of the box, because if you think inside of the box, let me tell you what that box is going to be. And I want you to have a very clear mental picture of the exact nature and quality of the box you will be in if you don't immediately start thinking outside of the box. The box is what you have been socially engineered and programmed since childhood to believe about our government, the dollar, and our financial institutions. That's the box you've been programmed to think in. But it's a box of lies. And if you continue to think inside the box of lies, the box of programming, they are going to bury you 6 feet under in that box. That box that you're doing all your thinking in has another name. It's called a coffin. And they have nailed shut the coffin or the box that you're in. They have dug a pit 6 feet deep or deeper, and they have buried you along with your brain and all of your thinking capacities. They have buried you in that box. You don't have the ability to think outside of the box. And as long as you allow that dangerous predicament to continue, you're going to be buried. You're going to be killed 6 feet under. The box that you're doing all your thinking in will eventually be your coffin. And there's no exaggeration there whatsoever. I just told you the truth. You're going to have to deal with it. And if you don't deal with it, sayonara, you are going to be buried 6 feet under in a coffin box. The only way you can win at this game is to acquire knowledge, which is power, and to think outside of the box. Who do you think created the box? They did. Where is the programming being done in the educational system and the media and other institutions? Who owns and controls all of those institutions? The international banking families. They have an iron grip on planet Earth. In addition, many of them are Luciferians. They control the money system. They are behind the science of eugenics, which is selective breeding of a master race. And by the way, when the Rockefeller Foundation, this is back after World War II, before World War II, the lies are incredible. African-American people and African-American Christians really need to wake up, as do white people, as do Hispanic people. But African-American people have been targeted, and they think that the people who have targeted them for death, they think that those people are their liberators and friends. How sad. How sad. Who do you think it was that created the concept of a white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, master Nordic race? That did not originate or start with Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, okay? The concept of a master race started with the most sadistic mind control and genetic scientists ever to live, like Joseph Mengele, who worked in the science of eugenics before he went to the Nazi death camps to work in Auschwitz. He performed the most sadistic, cruel, barbaric, torturous, obscene experiments on living children and living adults. If I was to tell you or describe to you the nature of the experimentation, you would uncontrollably vomit, and rightfully so, because it's from deeper than the deepest pit in hell. In 1901, the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research was founded. In 1910, the Rockefeller Institute changed American medicine forever. And so the people who funded this radical change in American medicine was John D. Rockefeller and his millionaire friend, Andrew Carnegie. And what they did is they got rid of all the competition to American medicine, which they owned and controlled. So these super billionaire globalist elite guys targeted for destruction homeopathy, natural medicine, and all alternative therapies, botanical therapies, nutritional therapies. And many of these therapies were proven to have worked, but they were made illegal. The patents were stolen and hidden because the Rockefellers and others allegedly preferred that millions of people, they wanted millions of people to die rather than give up part of their medical fascist monopoly. So in 1913, John D. Rockefeller wiped out all natural cures to create Big Pharma. So guess who's behind the vaccination? Big Pharma. Big Pharma. And are doctors, medical researchers, etc., are they trying to cure diseases like COVID, etc., with the best medicine and nutrition and cures available? No. They're looking only to cure things like COVID, not with the best medicines available, but with the medicines they can make money on because they own Big Pharma. So Rockefeller established the Rockefeller Fund. There's a real inbreeding here between Big Pharma, Rockefeller Fund, Big Medicine, the science of eugenics, the Nazi eugenics program, the sadistic doctor and mind control and genetic doctor Joseph Mengele, and Rockefeller's use, alleged use, of his companies like Standard Oil, which was working with the Nazi Luftwaffe and the Nazi German Navy. This gets it dark, dark stuff. Who's behind this? And Monsanto, which was created in 1937, imposed a New World Agricultural Order. So you would be arrested if you tried to use health food or nutrition. But if you used contaminated, genetically contaminated food, that was legal. If you used nutrition and foods that were healthy for you, that was illegal. By the time 1954 came around, GMOs, or genetically modified organisms, from Rockefeller laboratories were passed on to Monsanto, which is now owned by Bayer, with the goal of controlling the world's food supply. Who is Bayer? You know, Bayer Aspirin. Notice how many alliances or alleged alliances there are between Rockefeller-funded companies like Monsanto and all these big German Nazi pharmaceutical companies like Bayer and many others that go hand in hand. Who do you think made the poisonous gas in the concentration camps? Who do you think created the ovens? Which giant big tech company in America created the computer punch cards to keep computer technology track over the prisoners and the concentration camps? It's scary when you open this door, because these people have a long history and a long legacy of death, skull and bones, Nazis, torture, MKUltra, Rockefeller medicine men, medicine and capitalism in America. So you see, they came up with a scam called scientific medicine. It was a money-making scheme. They wanted to fully control medicine, which they do. These deep state and international globalist elite control all the major medical companies, Big Pharma, etc., etc. And then they interlock with the globalist elite and the internationalists and the big banks and the big financial institutions. And then as you plunge into the year 2007, and we're going to have to finish the rest later, which we will. So stay tuned to the Paul McGuire Report. In 2007, the Rockefeller's Green Revolution began in Mexico, and it spread across the Third World. And the purpose of Rockefeller's Green Revolution was a disguised effort to seize control over food production in key target countries of the developing world, promoted in the name of free enterprise, market efficiency, and against alleged communist inefficiency. These guys play every game. So, what happened in 2017? The U.S. Federal Reserve, we just talked about them, which is the American Central Bank, which people still foolishly believe is owned by the U.S. government, is a private bank controlled by the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and friends. In 2018, the USA, Germany, and China now control the majority of the world's food supply. Just three countries, America, Germany, and China, control the world's food supply. And then when you get to 2019, the deadly 1918 Spanish flu was actually a bacterial pneumonia. The Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research took advantage of the millions of new soldiers to use as guinea pigs, 2 million of them who were sent overseas to conduct their vaccine experiments. But the truth was, they were vaccinating them against Spanish flu. But the whole thing was a lie, because the root source of the Spanish flu and the so-called vaccine that was going to cure the Spanish flu was based on the massive lie that the Spanish flu was viral, when in fact the Spanish flu was actually bacterial and pneumonia. This is dirty. This is dark. We're out of time. This is Paul McGuire. You've been listening to the Paul McGuire Report. We're going to give you more truth. You need to know how this connects. And we are going to connect this for you to what's going on right now, because many of the same players are doing very dark and very dirty and very deadly business. And you need to know how you can protect yourself and your family from it. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.